The following letter was written on behalf of Consecrete Sciences International, Incorporated, after September 14, 1993, regarding SkyCorp Consortium. It was an internal memo for our own records. On Thursday, September 14, 1993, at the Waterloo Inn, between 1:15 p.m. and about 6:45 p.m., a meeting, postponed from the prior day, on very short notice, requiring rescheduling of meetings for the directors of Consecrete, we witnessed the following. 1. A request for more time, when the first part of the agreements were in hand, for examination, transmitted, and left sitting, unread, undistributed, and when a clear communication was transmitted from Ottawa prior to travel, saying that if more time or less money was to be requested, there was no reason to meet. 2. The meeting, 8 days prior, asked for more time, which was granted despite the foregoing. An extension from the 5th day of September to the 10th of September was granted with no financial consideration whatsoever for the extension of the option. Others were being left on hold while the SkyCorp Consortium gave its attention to the issues when it wanted, if it wanted. Far more consequential information regarding installations which had been in their hands for months, finally, in a last-minute, hurried effort, was investigated, howsoever crudely. At Dotsert Court, the testimony of the supervisor and the supervisor's wife, who were fully informed, was ignored, and the report of a tenant was heard who showed leakage, not to a deficiency on the part of Consecrete Sciences, or Consecrete Formula, or Envirocrete Limited, the applicator, but due to a condition on the roof and beneath flashing, which the tenant did not know about. Did that provide a skilled or fair continuation of the investigation? No, it served the purpose of injecting doubt and uncertainty and justification for asking for more time. Consecrete transmitted the laboratory results from Dominion Soils to the SkyCorp Consortium the prior Wednesday, from tests for E&E Siegmiller. David Romanoli had written on these core tests that the 7% to 8% gain did not seem significant. First, it was an earlier formula that had been used. Second, only 2 applications had been made. Third, the water-to-cement ratio was high, creating large pores and more applications, as we have now found, repeatedly, were required. The person interviewed was Tim Siegmiller. He either denied or ignored the tests Romanoli had observed and which were in Youngblood's hands. Only the abrasion resistance was noted by Bruce Youngblood. We have no way of knowing whether this was fairly tested on the treated part of the slab, but even if it was, for that slab thickness, more applications would be required for that effect to be established. Again, a tactic of arousing doubt and uncertainty to justify a request for more time, when the real reason more time was required was due to a lack of prompt and complete investigation, if not fair investigation, and prompt attention to communications. The SkyCorp Consortium was unprepared with weak and undeveloped internal relationships, uninformed, having failed to read, understand, and believe what was reported. They were unresponsive to our requests and requirements, inconsiderate, rude, thoughtless, and not even the kind of people with whom we would want to trust the fortunes of Consecrete.